Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 348. You had to wait to cough right then, Spencer.
I turned away.
What are you being, Josh now?
I turned away. Someone has to be Josh.
Yeah, because Josh ain't here, man. Doing school stuff with Adele.
Being a good father.
Some people. But, so Josh isn't here, and Dave's not here because it's snowing-ish. So, it's a small, tight-knit, three-man group.
Not the Blue Man group, though.
No, we're a three-man band. Real, you know, just got the, we got the, you know, power trio. We got our guitar, our bass, and our drums. We're gonna power through this one. So, I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Spencer.
Pat. That's it.
That's it. Sorry. We got a question. That's why I was looking down for a second.
What?
I know, so that's why I was shocked. Shocked, I says. So I don't really remember any news, per se, other than they canceled Daredevil, and then things are getting weird, because I assumed they were canceling all those shows to take them over to Marvel, but Marvel's streaming service, but now Marvel says they don't want them, so it's, like, just really odd, because it seemed like everything was kind of hitting its stride. And I don't understand why Netflix would cancel a successful show. I figured it was pressure from Marvel not renewing or something, so I don't know.
So some of the speculation I heard was that there was some conflict between Disney and Netflix over the number of episodes. And you know, when you actually look at it, they've had like 135 episodes between all the shows so far.
Okay.
Over 6 years. That's a lot of content.
Yeah.
Some obviously better than others. And you know, I assume that while they won't have that style show, Disney was very clear that Daredevil will be back.
Okay.
Now, whether that's going to be in a movie or whatever, I don't know. I forget where I was reading it, but I read that Charlie Cox apparently had it written into his contract that if Daredevil appears, he has the first opportunity to play him in a movie. So that's
smart
pretty
cool. On him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, he enjoys playing the character. I liked his portrayal.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, I thought that those shows were well cast. Finn Jones being the odd man out.
Yes.
But that's...
I'm glad they cut Foggy's hair.
Okay.
I did not like that first season hair.
You didn't like the long...
No, bothered me.
Still one of the Bash Brothers, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta give him that. Yeah, but I was surprised, but at the same time, it kind of went out on a high note.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you've gotten all the way through it, right?
Yeah. Like I said, my only problem was right at that end, just seemed an odd ending.
Well, but it kind of wrapped everything up. In a lot of ways, it put them back to where they were.
You know, I thought... I'm worried Josh hasn't seen it yet, and I don't want to spoil it for him.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it another day. I don't want to have Josh sitting at home calling me bad names.
He does that.
I know he does, but you know, if I can limit when it happens, I'll do my best. So yeah, we'll see what happens from there. And it was funny, you guys were talking about CW. I haven't watched any CW shows. I don't even think I watched last season.
I ran out of time,
and once I get behind and...
Yeah. No, it is. It becomes like a... Because like, I really like Black Lightning, and then I got behind on it this season, and I just haven't watched it. And it not a matter I don't like it, it's just I'm not going to, you know, hurry up and rush through it.
I've been the same with, like, The Gifted this year. I really liked the first season of The Gifted. I watched the first episode of this season, liked it, and then I just somehow got behind, and now I saw, like, there's 6 or 7 episodes in... Like, I might as well wait until the series, the season is done and try to get
just
caught up
then.
Binge
it on Hulu or whatever, yeah. No, like with Supergirl, That show has changed so much from...
You know what, really I didn't good. Like the change from season one to two, and that's why I didn't keep going with season two, just...
See, that didn't bother me so much, but, like... At least I think I got to, like, episode three or four. It may not have been... It might have been three or four. They've minimalized John.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I really liked him as a character on the show. And, you know, I get it. CGI's expensive. See, don't make a Martian Manhunter, but he can be, you know, Hank Henshaw.
Yeah.
You know, and still be fine. I hate her sister. She's just a jerk.
Yeah.
Kara's fine, but I think in a lot of ways they try to make her almost too much like Clark, and that she's, you know, following in his footsteps, yeah, and all that. They got rid of Wynn, and I liked his character. I don't like Brainy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind Brainy, but yeah, I was kind of, when they got rid of Wynn, I was like, oh, you know.
And then, like, the stuff, the Lena Luthor thing just feels forced. I hate Jimmy Olsen. I've always hated Jimmy Olsen on that show. First off, that guy is way too cool to be Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, well, everybody else is a superhero. I want to be a superhero. Okay, you hang out with Clark Kent, who is essentially a god.
Yeah.
And his cousin, who is essentially a god, and you're trying to, you know, it's, you know, you can't hang with them kind of, you know, drinking partners.
Yeah.
You know, you got to work something a little more your style. Yeah, but I really want to watch Elseworlds.
I imagine you could probably watch it without,
That's what I'm hoping for, too, is I'll just be able to, jump into it and understand. I mean, I know the character, so I'm not so much worried about that, but I am looking forward to seeing Batwoman.
Yeah, that should be good.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
One little rant. Something happened today that kind of really hacked me off. So I figured I'd talk about it.
You didn't pre-warn us.
I'm sorry. So I had a ton of damages yesterday, like an entire box. It literally, each corner of the box was crushed in. It was fairly amazing how totally they destroyed that box. And I'd had every week I have some damages.
Right,
you know, something happens, whether he dropped or, you know. The book in question I'll be talking about was a novel, and the cover, the jacket cover was torn. So obviously someone, while putting it in the box, tore the cover.
Yeah.
So, you know, and these are things that when I see them, I, you know, set them aside. I call them in as damaged, and I get replacement copies. So a guy today came in. I'm like, oh, good, you know, I finally got this and this in for you. He wanted a specific cover of a book last week, and I didn't have enough of them. So I got another one in for him and came in today, and he's like, well, you know, just so you know, I don't need these, because when you have stuff damaged, I just go to another store and buy it. I don't have time to wait for you to get replacements. And it just kind of really set me off. It was like, I don't want things to be damaged. Life happens. I get a replacement for you. And it just really, really set me off. Just, you know, and this one thing was a special order for him. And I mean, I'm sure I probably will sell it, but just, you know, I went out of my way to order something for you, and you turn around and just tell me, you know, too bad, I ordered it on Amazon. It's like,
you're a jerk, Spencer.
Yeah, no, it's not Spencer.
I don't buy enough here anyway for that to be made.
Yeah, so I my body language clearly showed I was displeased, and I basically told him, well, then I won't be able to order you anything, and you can just come and get what's on the shelf. Because, you know, I get stuff in for you, and I can't control how it comes in. You know, and if I have 10 things damaged in a week and one of them's yours, then I'm out the sale on that because you'll buy it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair to me when I got it in for you.
That'd be different if it took a month to get that stuff, but generally you get it within,
right,
you know,
and he was also complaining about stuff, you know, I'm looking at stuff on my orders and it's been there for, you know, ages. It's like, well, yeah, one thing's a statue that you ordered that they never made. How is that my fault? You know, but it just really set me off, and it I do greatly appreciate all the people who, you know, when their stuff comes in damaged, and, you know, kind of roll with it. I don't think it's as big a deal, but I'm seeing damages every week. I have zero control over what's damaged. Like, I didn't really want all my Martian Manhunter, all my Killmonger, Winter Soldier, Justice League's damaged this week. That wasn't optimal.
Yeah.
Some big books there.
Well, and, you know, if I really wanted to just read something, yeah, I'd read the damage copy.
Well, see, that's like my problem lately, is because the damages have been so big, is like, that's what the box is waiting to go out. UPS was supposed to come by and pick that up today. Mm-hmm. They want them back immediately.
Okay.
Or UPS wants it because they're filing a damage claim with them for the value.
Okay.
So, let's see, just for fun, let me check my email.
No, but I mean, if it's,
like, if it's like a
statue, that kind of is what it is. You can wait for it. But if, right, it's a book you don't want to get spoiled, just read the damaged copy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I get it. For collectability purposes, obviously you want a pristine.
Right, but it's, I mean, not, like, I mean, here, let me
But get what it. Comic is, though? I mean,
that's, yeah, I mean, that's also true. But, I, you know, there's been many weeks where you've,
right,
had,
but
something,
I mean, that's what,
yeah. Yeah, that's pretty messed,
yeah,
up.
You know, I'm not talking, I'm being nitpicky.
No,
you know,
no, those are clearly damaged. But, I, you know, there's been plenty of times, yeah, where you've had something that I wanted to read that was damaged, and I just read the damaged copy so it didn't get spoiled,
right,
on me. And then when the new one came in, swapped it out or whatever. And
the guy pulled up. It was that's not super encouraging.
No, that's not, no, really secure.
The back door was held in place with a bungee cord. That was not, yeah.
It is Christmas time. They're working with
that was not, yeah.
Yeah,
that was not
safety protocol.
It's like, whose box went out the back before you figured that out?
Yours?
Clearly.
Yeah, obviously that. And it rolled.
Yeah. So, yeah, it just really set me off. And I it was funny because I do feel like, you know, I said something and made it known, you know, okay, and it felt really good.
Well.
And like Jermaine was telling me, well, you've taken control of your store, you know, you're not letting people walk over you.
No, and it's, you need to do that, because,
yeah,
you get,
but yeah,
you get pushed over the edge sometimes, and it's like, if I were to come in here and trip on crap, all right, that's something you can control,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and, you know, that is what it is, but that's not something you can control, nor is, you know, yes, the book came out, but you got shorted,
right,
or it just didn't show up. I mean, that's not something.
Yeah, and he's,
know,
holding me.
They lost
me,
one of the boxes.
And anybody who's been into comics for any decent amount of time knows that those are just things that happen. Like,
but
you
that
know,
just happens in retail in general.
True.
I mean, you know, you work in retail. I'm,
yeah,
a buyer for retail, and, you know, I'll buy things and they show up damaged from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just the way it is.
Yeah, but how often do you have people, you know, they've been waiting, you know, where's that? It's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to arrive today.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
they came damaged.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, here, you want to buy a broken tool? Yeah.
Well, I got it one time. Somebody ordered a custom-made, it's a made-to-order, like, tool storage thing. It's like a 12-week lead time because they're made to order.
Okay.
And it showed up damaged. And the guy was pissed because he had to wait another 12 weeks. It's like, well, if you ordered one, we only had one made. We didn't make two. They don't have another one to give,
right,
you.
Right, it's going
to
be 12.
You know, we're going to expedite it to get it, you know, quicker in the hopper.
Right.
But it's still going to be 10 weeks.
Right.
So, you know, some people are more thoughtful about that than others. Some, you know, just don't understand that, you know, it's not a personal slight.
No,
you didn't
personally, yeah, I didn't.
You would much rather sell that,
yeah,
comic to them than, you know, have it sitting on the floor waiting for UPS to pick up so that maybe you get the damage replacements.
Yep.
That doesn't do anybody any good, especially,
no,
on these number ones, because,
yeah,
how do you order a number two when none of your number ones went out?
Yep. Fun,
yep,
fun.
Good times.
So we got a question from somebody named Josh.
Mm-hmm. That guy.
He's saying, in the most recent issue of Action, Clark takes off his glasses. Well, he said glasses, mm-hmm. while talking to another reporter. This really stood out to me as something that he wouldn't ever do so casually. It really took me out of the story. Thoughts? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I do agree. Now, granted, the spit curl, I'm sure, you know, that helped hide it as well, but...
But that's his disguise, I mean...
Right, it does seem odd that he would take them off knowing that's his disguise, especially when this is that that new investigative reporter that we don't know her whole story yet, actually what her deal is.
Or maybe he's setting her up, like, he takes the glasses off, she goes, that's Superman, so she writes a column right. about it, and he just stays bumbling Clark... to, like, kill any sense of credibility she has.
And then later he'll kiss her and mind wipe her.
Lois might be a little pissed, but we could hope.
Then I'll just kiss her and mind wipe her.
No, fly around the Earth backwards.
Right, right. Fair enough, fair enough. Fair enough.
Do over.
Okay. And then Lord Retail asks, what should the big holiday items be as far as graphic novels or collectibles? What's the coolest item available in the shop right now? Not most expensive, but coolest. I honestly want to say last week we got the library edition of Black Hammer, and I think that's probably the coolest thing that we have in the store. Just the story is so good, the book is so popular, and that's a nice... would you go grab it, Spencer? It's just right around the corner, top shelf... I don't want to misquote the price.
It's the first two trades in hardcover, right?
I think so.
$50.
Yeah, so it's $50 where the trades themselves would be $40.
Right.
But it's a huge oversized. Yeah, it's 1 through 13 plus the annual in an overset with a sketchbook, extras, and more. And it's just really pretty. It's got the built-in, you know...
bookmark?
Cloth bookmark. Yeah. Just... Dark Horse does a really outstanding job with these. Just all the way around with all their stuff like this. But this one I think is really neat just because I think it's such a good book. It was funny, I just did the Comic Hub computer system does marketing emails where I can move you over to a system, but I have to do it through a series, basically letting you know, as opposed to like my old system, I would just make the annual the same series code as the main book. And so okay. I would pull it for everybody. You could always hand it back, but this way I didn't miss anybody. Right. There's a little extra step in this one, but one of the ones I had to do is next week is Black Hammer Cthulhuise is one. I think it's a one shot or a mini is coming out, and I mentioned to Joe that I did it for that because Black Hammer and all of its miniseries outsells most of Marvel's product for me.
Really?
Wow.
And it, you know, it's a book that people love and they want all of it. So this way I don't have to write notes and stuff.
I really enjoyed the first trade. I have the second trade. I just haven't gotten around to reading it yet. But I really enjoyed that.
So yeah, it's a brand new painted cover, which is really cool on this. So that's the book that I think is a really neat item. The other thing, even sticking with Dark Horse, and it's not because it's Dark Horse Month, but...
but like, that doesn't hurt.
They started re-putting out Hellboy in omnibuses, which I think are giving you two trades for $25 as opposed to one for $17.99. Okay. Or maybe it's a little bit more, but they're doing bigger omnibuses of those. Though, especially with the new movie coming and all that stuff. But yeah, I'd look more at the big collectible hardcovers. I think those are a really neat gift. Not necessarily collectible, but like omnibus or just, you know, the oversized, the special editions. I think those are always well received.
I like that the Spider-Man PVC.
Yeah. I just got more of those in. Yeah.
And the Batman Catwoman bombshell statue, I think is really cool.
That's a good one.
Sadly, I was looking at that the other day, but I was like, I don't have anywhere to put that, but I really want it.
Yeah. But I love how she's holding something. I forget what it was. Something
it's
his of
keys.
His.
It's like, key. It's okay. The Batmobile keys. Yeah.
The suit that he is wearing in that statue is like one of the coolest bat suits I think I've ever seen.
Okay, Tim really likes the bat suit he's wearing. In case you couldn't hear him, you know, from the peanut gallery. Tim will never... We have a chair right here and he will not sit down and talk. Such a private person. Spencer, anything you're liking for Christmas? Not what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, like, yeah, I'd probably say, like, you know, like, any kind of, like, statues or figures would probably always be a good because, especially with, like, if you're trying to get stuff for somebody in here, it's kind of book-wise can be kind of difficult sometimes. So, like, if you know somebody, like, who likes a character, you know, you can get him, like, a statue or a figure, or, you know.
I had a dad in yesterday, and I was fairly crippled. Or, no, it was Tuesday, yesterday. Not able to walk real well. And came in, and, of course, it seemed like everybody that came in needed to be shown all around the store. It's like, clunk, clunk. But his kids like comics, Marvel comics. What do I have? I'm like, well, I have all sorts of stuff. I said, you know, that's like going, walking in the grocery store saying, I'm hungry. What do you got?
I like meat.
Yeah, so I kind of walked around. I said, well, here's Spider-Man, here's Thor, here's the X-Men, here's Captain America, here's Avengers, here's Hulk, here's Iron Man. You know, showed him the biggies, and he made the choice. But I just found that funny. It's like, my kids like comics. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay.
Okay. Gonna be a little more specific.
Yep, give me a little direction. So.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah.
I keep him in finding the urge to get the Nightwing and Batgirl, what are those, like those mini.
Oh, the Vinnie Mates?
Yeah. If it was probably just Nightwing, I probably would have picked it up already.
Oh,
but
I'm not a Batgirl fan.
I mean, are you a hater, Spencer? It's not that I dislike Batgirl, I'm just indifferent on Batgirl.
But you're different Batgirl.
Okay, so
Yvonne Craig was the first one to make me have funny feelings.
Yeah. Why is she talking? Wait, when she talks like that, wait, when she rolls her R, wait. Mama? So that's it for questions. I don't really have much more to say.
Yeah.
Want to talk about books?
I guess.
Spencer.
All right.
This way we end at me.
Here we go. We'll just end it.
It's over. I'm done.
The Flash?
No, I didn't read it. He's the savior of the universe.
Yeah. So, pretty much picks off last issue with him going through Gorilla City to see the damage that was caused by, why all the apes were cured and stuff like that. It turns out, you know, because his first thought was that it was Gorilla Grodd who did it, but it turned out, you know, it wasn't him, it was some other unknown, you know, person. So that's who he is off to find in this issue.
Other gorilla.
Yeah, but before all that, Gorilla? There was a couple.
He was with Nightwing.
Mushroomala? Guy who carries around the brain on the stick.
Okay.
Is that a big Jim character?
No, it was a DC character.
That Flash found a couple survivors. They were part of like the science division who hid in their lab during the attack and were able to give him some information and showed a hologram message from Salivar, who was king. That was first to be meant for Grodd about learning the secrets of the Speed Force, and so Barry is, you know, questioning everything because years ago they offered him to stay and teach him, you know, all the different things about the Speed Force, but he didn't stay, so he's like, if I would know all this and I could have stopped this from happening. And all that stuff. It seems like the next issue, he had a runoff to, I forget where it was, but it was some other foreign country because they had a rating for another one of the new forces. So, that's where the issue ended. Uncanny X-Men. This is just kind of more the same. There was a couple kind of cool like parts that I like, just like little scenes where like part of the X-Men were off fighting like these dinosaurs that start out of nowhere, and Bishop stops this dinosaur that's about to attack one of the protesters, who, you know, an anti-mutant protester, and he helps the guy up. And stuff, and then hands him his sign, you know, the God hates mutant sign that he was, you know, that he was carrying, you know, after helping him up and seeing if he's okay. He goes, you know, here's your sign. And the guy's just like, thanks. It just, you know, kind of like, you know, the kind of reinforcing that, protecting the people that, you know, fear and hate you. But they will, because Jean Grey and Psylocke, with their combined forces, they were finally able to figure out what was going on with all the different copies of the Jamie Madroxes that were running around. And it turned out that Legion captured the original Jamie.
Uh-oh.
And had him locked away and kept on making duplicates, and would put each one of his personalities inside the duplicate.
Okay.
So they were able to rescue him, and this causes Legion to kind of go crazy, because in the first issue they show him, he was all fancy looking with his hair all down and long and stuff, and he has an episode of Snaps, and he goes back up into the traditional, like, high top that, you know, that he usually rocks. Because he was doing all this to try to stop what turns out to be the new four horsemen, who are Blob, Magneto, Omega Red, and Angel. Seems like no matter what, if there's a four horsemen, there's always an Angel. Like, he can never get out of it.
Okay.
But these guys seem more like like, I don't think they're first to be the Four Horsemen of Death, because they had more of, like, a hippie kind of vibe to them, but the issue ends with them blowing up the Xavier Mansion, you know, which happens every couple issues, but if that means it gets it out of Central Park, I'll be kind of happy with that. I thought that was a dumb idea, having, you know, your school just set in the city park. Then we're with Amazing Spider-Man. So Black Cat.
Bye, Tim.
Black Cat and Spider-Man got caught trying to steal back all the heroes' items that the Thieving Guild stole.
I meant to read it. Look, top of my pile. Yep. Would have been the next book.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. But the leader of the Thieving Guild is, like, having a talk with Black Canary, you know, going over, like, how, you know, you were one of us, you didn't have to do this, and now you're here with Spider-Man, and Spider-Man had this bit for a page where you're just like, sorry, I feel like you're not using the hyphen when you're saying it, you know, when you say my name, and they keep on talking, and he's like, you know, it's just like, he's just the tiniest pause in between words. And, you know, in the bubble, they show her whenever she said it, not having the hyphen okay. In between the name and stuff. So, just like a nice little fun joke there.
There's a great page that Tom King and Mitch Jarrett shared from the new Spider-Man Deadpool that came out today, and it's in the, it's a 9-panel grid, and the second panel is Deadpool is.
The leader of the Thieving Guild, to try to stop them from taking everything, goes to put everything that they stole into what they call the vault, which is like this, almost like a not black hole, but it's like once something goes in there, it's not coming, you know, you'll never be able to find it again. So they're trying to save as much of the stuff as they can from going in there, and themselves from going in there. And it cuts to, like, Reed Richards and Tony Stark and all these other main heroes who are trying to figure out a way to, track everything, like, try to figure out what happened to all their stuff. And then it cuts, and like the next panel, it's with a champion with all the young superheroes, and that new Miss Marvel was like, well, they, you know, they stole my bag, and they're like, okay, and it's like, well, I had my cell phone in my bag, and I went and did the, you know, find my phone, and it, you know, popped up here. So they had this panel with just like Stark and Richards just looking at each other, just like, you kidding me? Like, so they're able to show up at the, you know, at the nick of time to help save Spidey and Black Cat. And then the other part of this story is with Mary Jane and her being part of that new support group of people who have relationships with, you know,
with Peter Parker,
or superheroes in general. And she shares like some of her, like with like just like the odor whenever Venom attacked, and just kind of, you know, different stuff after listening to everybody else's story. And they do a nice little callback, because earlier in the episode, one of the other people were talking about, like, you know, as soon as the person showed up, you know, they take their uniform off and, like, just throw it on the floor after, you know, and they would have to go and clean it up. And whenever Peter came back from this, Mary, you know, he just throws the top of his uniform on the floor, and you know, there's a shot of Mary Jane just looking at it, laying on the floor, just kind of, like, smiling, because at the end... Like, the end of that little part was, you know, just because there are, have these powers don't mean that, like, you're replaceable. You know, you're just as important as they are. And so when they're laying in bed, he tells her how he worked, you know, with Black Cat today. You know, he's like, I just want to let you know I had a team up with Black Cat and stuff like that. And she's like, all right. And earlier in that issue, after they got done fighting the Thieving Guild and all that, Spider-Man and Black Cat are having a conversation, and because with everything, with whenever he made everybody forget who he was, she forgot too, and okay. It was just like sudden, like, and you know, he's like, you don't know what that's like, somebody that you've known for years, just you just suddenly forget who they are, and like that mess, you know, and how that could mess with you and stuff. So he reveals himself to her, and, you know, they have a nice moment. So he went at the issue ends with him, like, telling Mary Jane, you know, all that, you know, all that, just so that, you know, that she would know, and, you know, trying to have, like, an open relationship. It was a pretty good issue. I liked it. I've been liking the Amazing Spider-Man run since Spencer has came onto the book. And that's it.
That's it. Patrick. That's it.
Okay. Redneck. We'll talk about that in a while.
Okay.
So, Bartlett, who was... He's, like, not part of the family.
Okay.
He's part of the family.
Like the scrawny guy?
Yeah, yeah. He was getting married to a woman named July, who, you know, back in the 1800s, he saved her by making her a vampire.
Okay.
They had been exiled for a while because of some stuff that went on. And the day of the wedding, they were given their pardon, saying kind of go back and do whatever it was. But it was pretty interesting because, like, when they say their vows in the sunlight, you know, letting it burn them.
Okay.
You know, because it's for forever. So it was kind of cool. It's a really different take on the vampires, which is what I really like about it. It was a cool little issue.
Okay.
Heroes in Crisis.
Yep.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad.
Well, yeah, you know, I figured that was one, so just that would leave.
I just wanted to talk about a couple and ease into things.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, it made perfect sense. I could see exactly where the series is going. We now know who the bad guy is. And, you know, and sadly, Fathom Lad was never going to be Fathom Man or whatever his name was. Lagoon Boy.
Lagoon Boy will never
be Lagoon Man.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
It was very weird.
Like, I kind of get some of this stuff, like how it's supposed to be therapeutic, but I don't know how taking a laser to the chest 50 times a day is therapeutic. Yeah.
And how far does, like, the simulation stuff work, because like that was going on outside, who knows how far away from the house everything
was
else seemed,
or was it like a holodeck thing where he was just in a room?
I don't know, it seemed like everything else, like with Barry or with Wally and Booster and stuff, they were inside the house when
and that got a little weird with Booster. That was the best you could come up, and he's yelling at himself. And it was just like, whoa.
Well, you know, it could have been Skeech yelling at him, so true. I guess that's...
True.
He probably would have enjoyed that, though.
Yeah. I don't know about this series. Like, I'm not disliking it, but I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. And yeah, I'm not loving it the way I thought I was going to.
That's the thing about, like, a mystery story. It has to all pay off by the time we get there to, so...
Yeah, but we're a third of the way through it and know nothing. And like, the framing device that they're using on the 9-panel grid with like, we've seen that now, and it's given us no additional information. It's just kind of there.
Other than we know that, like, Batman's been there and, super, you know...
Yeah. Well, but that we could kind of infer from the fact that they built it, that they'd probably use it at one time or another. Now, you know, the fact that, like, Poison Ivy has been there, and it's not just for heroes, it's also for villains.
Well, she's also been semi-hero, too.
Yeah, give or take. Well, and so is Harley Quinn, and, you know, I get that, but it's, you know, not the more traditional, you know, Batman, Superman, Hawkman, you know, those kind
of
guys.
It seemed like he's not a fan of the Titan, like, the Teen Titan characters at all. Because if you notice, like, that's a lot
that
of
that could
the
also
ones
be an edict. Like, Dan Didio is not a fan of them. Yeah. So maybe he said, yeah, you can do it, but you got to kill them off.
Yeah, but I... So, after making the big deal about bringing Wally West back, I can't imagine him killing him off like this.
I know, that just seems like a waste.
Well, it's, like, I had somebody complain. I said, well, remember who the bad guy is, technically, that we think it is. Is Booster, and he's also a time traveler, and he can go back and fix things.
But I also don't think it's Booster.
But Booster, even if he's not, he can go back and fix things. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's so good at that.
Well, he's not good at it, but we're great for Batman's parents.
Does anybody think it's Harley, or is it some third party?
No, I don't think it's Harley either. I don't know who it is, but Harley doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And now I'm confused because they made those look like the Psycho Pirates mask, and now it just looks like it's a generic mask.
Well,
that
was the other weird thing is here. So people don't know who you are. You walk around in this. It's like, what is this? Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah, yeah.
It has, you know, some weird orgy going on in the back or something. It was.
Both my ankles are hurting. I can't get comfortable with my feet here. Weird.
Well, tell Spencer to
scoot. No, but even sticking him out. That's why I'm nothing. I'm having a hard time finding it comfortable.
Okay.
Having lots of leg issues, yes.
I'll tell you. Web of Venom Carnage.
Venom. Oh, wait, no, sir.
That sucked.
The new one sucked?
I really did not like that at all. It you know, went over, you know, essentially Cletus's history. You know, he was born in the mental institution and died 19 minutes later because the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck, and he remembers dying and, you know, all this other stuff. It was just dumb.
Okay.
Which is, I really like the Venom.
Okay.
But this, I don't know. Grant, I am not the biggest Carnage fan to begin with. But I figured I'd give it a shot just to see how it was, and it didn't work for me.
Now, are you reading the Venom book, like the main Venom book at all?
No.
And I didn't know if this was like spinning out of that, or because I don't read it either.
Well, Colin threw it into my pile.
Well, you got the first
right,
one,
right? I got that one, right? Yeah. And then, it's loosely tied together, but. Okay. Not enough, and it's not holding my interest. But I appreciate you saying, hey, you know, since you like this one, maybe you'll like this one. I appreciate it. You know,
walked in and threw it at Tim, but hey, you know.
The two emails that you sent me today, the Batman Who Laughs and Batman Annual, I do plan on getting those, there so I do appreciate that.
No, you wasn't down for those?
I assumed I was on Batman Annual, at least.
Well, the problem is it's set up as a different series code, so normally I just pull it for everybody that gets Batman, but it requires me writing everybody down on a piece of paper and remembering and not missing, and this way now it's just automatic.
Yeah.
And Man Who Laughs. I figured most people are going to want that.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. What else? Dead Air.
You didn't read anything?
Yeah, Detective was the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, Detective too.
I mean, I have four books that you guys didn't read. Hold yeah. down.
So, I'm just not feeling this.
Yeah, I think that they dragged the story on a little too. Like, it was like 2 or 3 issues longer than what it probably should have been.
Yeah, I agree. This should have been like a 3-issue arc.
Well, it could also be they need to get to 994 because that's where Tomasi was taking over, yeah. and his story arc was leading into 1000. So.
Well, it could be, but you know, you could have done 2, you know, fill in issues with, you know, mm-hmm. with somebody else's story. But this just, it drug on for forever.
Yeah, because it started out really good, and then it just...
Yeah. Yeah, it did start out interesting, but, you know, the fake funeral for Harvey and all that, it just... I don't know. I don't want to say it was bad. I just didn't enjoy it. Where earlier in the run, I liked Detective probably more than I liked Batman. Now it's definitely I like Batman better than I like Detective. So
that is mm-hmm. We'll see where you're at whenever the new creative team takes over.
Yeah. Tom King, though, is just killing it on Batman, which makes it hard.
Yeah, this one, you wait till you get to the last page of this one.
Okay. That's why I had to read Walking Dead as soon as I got here. Right. I was waiting for somebody right. to spoil it.
Yeah. Killing Michonne, that's a weird thing to do. Yeah. Bold move. Bold move.
I heard somebody got...
Yeah, someone got capped. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. See how it works. So what'd you read, Colin?
Me? Well, we'll start off Dead Man Logan. I'd only read, I think, the last issue of Old Man Logan just to see where it wrapped up and basically had him... killing Maestro and then kind of dying. You assumed, because he had taken this extra Regen-X drug because his healing factor is failing, but he had to take out Maestro. He couldn't let him continue and decapitated him. And then...
Did that work, though? Because... I mean, he's basically like
in the Logan movie.
Mm. Wasn't Maestro the Hulk-like kind of
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so this one starts with people kind of picking him up. It was the X-Men, and going, oh, I still got a pulse, and they get him. And they evaluate him and stuff and realize that he'd taken that drug, even though they told him he shouldn't ever do that again, and that he's dying. And he's like, yeah, what else is new? And basically tell him he has 12 months to live. Well, my gosh, and it's a 12-issue series. But so he decides he still has his list that he has to take care of. And Mysterio was the main... instigator of what happened to him in his timeline, where he ended up killing all the X-Men because Mysterio had done something.
Yeah.
He's now on the hunt for Mysterio, and he went into the bar with no name, and he's asking questions, and takes out all the, you know, the goofy bad guys, but nobody gives him any information. But in the bar is Ms. Sinister.
Okay.
And he talks to her, basically says, no, if I knew you anything, you'd be laying on the floor too, and leaves. She then goes over and says to, it looked like a tarantula, and says, well, you know, I'm impressed that you didn't give and tell spill the secrets of where he is. But she read Logan's mind to figure out why he was there, and then she got the information out of Tarantula's mind and then killed him. And she discovered that, you know, he wants to take out Mysterio because Mysterio has the power to affect people. And he can't, even though the time passed on this Earth where it happened on his Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So the danger here was less, but he wanted to take out Mysterio so that he could never do something like that again because he is that powerful. Even in this world, he might not realize it.
Since when does Mysterio have that?
Exactly. So who knows? So Mysterio is in like an old folks home. He's tired of getting beat up.
Talking about Fishbowl Head Mysterio.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was able to convince Logan that they were under attack when actually he was attacking his friends. he thought they were all the B-list villains they were being attacked by. And he ended up... That was Old Man Logan. That's what happened in the original Old Man Logan.
Doesn't that cause hallucinations?
Right, but okay. He's like, normally I can smell my way through a fraud, but for some reason with this, he couldn't. Okay. So
and you figure like, with him teaming up with other villains, they probably...
So he's like, he can't let that happen again. He's got to take him out. Well, he's in like an old folks home. He's tired of getting beat up. And he's doing little things on like the staff. You know, it's like he's this... It shows him sitting there, you know, like a, you know, in this library with the fire and, oh, bring me another. Is there anything else I can get you? And then it flashes to reality and he's in a wheelchair and it's this nasty old lady, you know.
Yeah.
But Miss Sinister shows up going, hey, I got an idea. And she's going to try to set in motion what had happened.
Okay.
So that's how this one's going to go, is unwittingly trying to stop what had happened. He may be creating
what had happened.
And at the end, he broke in and stole his old uniform, so...
Okay.
That's where that one's going. It was quite good.
Nothing like seeing an old guy in tights, huh?
Yeah, well, because the fishbowl head, you can't tell the age. Daredevil 612 was the last issue of Charles Soule's run. It was called The Death of Daredevil. And Mr. Ludwig had messaged me saying, you know, thoughts at the end of it. I'm like, you know what, I hadn't read it, but since I was kind of shelved, not able to walk around, I sat down and I read it was a four-issue arc, and I read them. And it wasn't bad. It basically starts off with he's in the hospital, and he got hit by a truck where some kid wasn't paying attention, and he jumped in front and pushed the kid out of the way, and he got hit by the truck, and he's in the hospital. And
he should learn better.
He gets cured. You know, he heals up. He gets himself out of there. He's going and he's trying to take down the Kingpin, and all this other stuff's going on. All of a sudden, he starts getting attacked by this guy named Vigil, who's throwing these bone knives at him, and he, in order to help take down Kingpin, he enlists an Inhuman and Gideon and Elektra, and this is all going along, but you kind of got the impression right away of, aha, as soon as Vigil showed up, is that Matt is actually on his deathbed, and this is the person coming to take him. So, through everything, he does realize that he is actually dying, and the very last scene is him reuniting with Karen Page. And then it goes black for four pages, and then to lead to the Chip Zdarsky book that they've already announced, all of a sudden there's a, you know, it goes beep, and then Karen Page scene, black, 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 beep, beep. So he's not dead.
Okay.
So it was a little anticlimactic. I think it would have been cool to have him die and then bring him back in 6 months. But the fact that in Death of Daredevil he didn't really die, it was a little...
Hey, they never promised he was going to die.
Fair enough.
No, but Death, yeah, Daredevil.
So it just was a little anticlimactic, especially when you realized where it was going, and knowing that he wasn't really going to die because they already announced a new series. So, Aquaman Justice League Drowned to Earth. Yeah. I skipped a lot of this. I skipped the last two issues of Justice League.
You didn't seem to like it, or not necessarily. You read it out of sequence.
I did. By missing Justice League 11, I think I missed a lot. And then I just went based on what you guys told me about 12, and I just sat down. I wanted to finish it today. That, I thought, was outstanding.
Okay.
I really like that book. Aquaman realizes that they've been lied to by Poseidon, and even Arian had been lied to by Poseidon, and he goes back to give Poseidon's trident to these gods who were called here for noble purposes by Arian, and then corrupted by Poseidon. Of course, as he gets close and they actually start listening to him and believing him and not attacking right away, they had also given Black Manta his powers, and Black Manta turned on them and killed two of them and then stabbed one of them while the Death Kraken was coming, and as soon as it touched the water, so Superman's trying to push it away. And there was a lot of stuff I didn't quite understand, like, you know, Superman with an eye patch and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, throughout that whole book, they would just be, like, at random times, like, in between issues, is sometime he got an eye patch, and then...
Okay.
And, like, we're even in this issue, for the first part, he was still, like, in his suit, and then somehow he got, like, a badass jacket with...
I just kind of rolled with that. I thought the art was interesting, because it was Francisco Manapul and Howard Porter.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have thought of putting them together, but they alternated pages quite seamlessly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed both their art. But it has Aquaman then having to go and face the Death Kraken, because he'd gotten just enough of his power back, and he was the force of life. And basically flew into the mouth of the Kraken, and then you don't know what happened. then it's, you know, they're having like a little funeral. They put up a statue for him. They're saying, you know, I don't think he's dead, but we don't know where he is.
Well, I think they didn't do any favors whenever, like, what was that, like 2 weeks ago when they did a preview of the new creative team?
Right. Well, so that's like, okay. But it's an interesting way to give them a fresh start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just think that that preview, they show that. Right. He survived and doesn't know who he is. Right. Like, I think that would have been better if they didn't do that to after this, you know, was done.
But I really enjoyed it. It was a little poignant, too, because one of the things was he said, you know what sailors say when they're seeing each other for the last time? Mm. It's fair winds and say whatever. And that was something that I just heard about the George Bush. The funeral or one of the eulogies or something was saying that, and that was just really poignant. I was just kind of, you know, hit home. It was like, wow. But no, I thought it was really, really well done. I enjoyed it, even though I missed some of it. I did enjoy it. Because, sadly, I don't always read all the parts of stuff because I can't. And then the last one that I was hoping Dave would be here to talk about that is fascinating me. It's These Savage Shores. This is by Ram V. is writing it. I forget the name of the artist. This is from Vault Comics, who actually I have a phone call with on Friday. Or Friday the 14th, next Friday. Because they just want to reach out to retailers that are selling their books. So I thought that was a neat thing to do. I'm getting a special limited edition book next week that they're just sending me. It'd be nice.
Okay.
But the first one starts off with a vampire being banished and going to this like Indian country that's going to be a new port.
India or...
I don't know. It's somewhere in that area.
Okay. South Asia.
Yeah. Like the leader's a Khan, you know, so that kind of area.
Khan!
Exactly. And it turns out the vampire ends up getting decapitated at the end of the first issue, and you're kind of like, what?
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, and there's this dancer, exotic dancer, who's with this guy, and you don't know what this guy is exactly, other than he's talking about being a god and his fault come from the stars, but you don't know, you know, how much of that is real. Well, he went to attack that girl, and then all of a sudden shows up. He is also the king's bodyguard, and the king is a young boy. So this one continues it. There's a lot of political and trade talk that's very interesting.
It's not what you said about Star Wars.
There is a new... Well, because there was enough action. A new guy has come kind of trying to track down. He's like a hunter. And it almost looks like he's a vampire hunter. So you don't know if he's coming to track down that other guy that got sent or what's going on. But in the end, he's trying to take out... it was a really interesting dichotomy. Is the king is trying to hunt a cheetah that is preying on children. Like, it's gotten old, and its talons aren't as good, so it can't hunt. So it's taking the easy way out and stealing children and eating them. So they need to take it out, and the king, it's the king's job. So this guy is helping the king do that and lining up the shot. And while he's lining up the shot, this guy's lining up a shot on the king, and he's going to take out the king.
Okay.
And it's very, you know, the scene shots are very good. And then they both fire at the same time, and all of a sudden, then you see, and there's this huge demon creature, and it has the arrow that the hunter guy was shooting in his hand that would have hit the king, and he comes flying after this guy, and he's got horns, and it's all. So all of a sudden, you're going, okay, this guy is this mythical beast that he was claiming to be. And then he has the guy, and you can tell he's just ready to take him out, and all of a sudden, the girl screams. And the cheetah has turned on her, and the king shoots it and saves her, but he then changes back to go and goes to save her, like, you know, says whatever her name is, and you see him shrinking back down to who he is. And then this other guy's writing letters saying, you know, now he's in prison, and he doesn't even know if these letters are getting sent out. But it's just, it's been, there's a lot of book there. As I'm reading, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this before the podcast, and still, it's just a $4 comic. You know, there's not a lot there. But just really, really good. I am fascinated by this book. So I'm very excited about that one.
Good.
So, These Savage Shores. So that's all I got.
So what's coming out next week, Colin?
A lot. And next week, it's a double whammy, because what happened to me was on Free Comic Book Day weekend, I sold a lot of trades, and I reordered them, but I spread it out, so I had some come in last week fast ship, and the rest just come whenever.
Free comic book weekend?
Or not free comic, Black Friday weekend. And then, of course, so they're all coming this week because I'm getting billed for the reorder that came in, and also all the other ones are shipping. So this is a giant. I looked at my first thing. I look at the bottom of the invoice, and this one was.
It jumped out at you.
It was 50% higher than usual. It was like, what? But there's also a ton of good stuff coming.
And we had a lot that came out this week.
Yeah, this week was really big, too. Yeah, next week is big as well. We have Archie's Christmas Spectacular. That was just for Dave. But we have the Batman Annual. We have Batman Damned, number 2. And Batman Who Laughs, number 1. All coming next week. So that's huge right there.
I'm sure I get Batman Damned because I almost got hosed out of the Batman.
And there you go. See, that was my, I almost did an email thing adding it to everybody that bought number 1. But then I realized a lot of people just bought it to have number 1. And they might not want number 2.
There's no Batterwing.
We don't. I doubt.
There could be.
There could be, but I doubt it. Black Hammer Cthulhuese is next week. Captain Ginger number 3. Yes, that's the one about the cats. Defenders is coming out with Doctor Strange and Silver Surfer.
Okay, it says it's ordered.
Okay. Detective Comics is coming, and that's the start of the Tomasi and Monkey run. I'm thrilled about that one. We have the Fantastic Four Wedding Special. Yes. I know you're all excited about that.
I wonder if they're going to get married.
I don't know. Goddess Mode. This is a new one from Vertigo. Hellboy Winter Special. Because they do one of those every year. Magic the Gathering Chandra. So if you're a Magic the Gathering fan, they're doing a book which is telling her story. Mega Ghost is a new one from, I believe it's Eric Powell's group. Miles Morales Spider-Man, start of a new Miles series. The DC's New Talent Showcase coming out. Planet of the Apes Simian Age, number 1. This is a little anthology book with stories about all from all different aspects of Planet of the Apes, from the original movie to the recent ones, things like that. Sasquatch Detective. I know Pat was giddy about this one. He loved reading that as a backup in the Snagglepuss thing, and they collected those all together in one book.
Did I? Did I really?
You did. Spawn Kills Everyone, too. Since he already killed everyone, he's going to do it again. Star Wars Age of Republic, Darth Maul. They're doing a whole bunch of books about the prequels. Typhoid Fever Iron Fist. Since Typhoid Mary was in the Iron Fist book, she's now coming around. Uncanny X-Men, I'm getting my damage replacements from 3, and then 5 is also coming. We have Vampirella Reanimator. You know you wanted it. Wasted Space Holiday Special. That's the special one I'm getting from Vault. And that's it. But lots and lots and lots of stuff. Crazy amounts of stuff coming. So a good, solid week of books. This week was a good, solid week of books. So the book club book I will have in on Thursday. So by the time you hear this, I should have it. We're doing Krampus, which is a kind of an offbeat Christmas story. That's an Image book. The theme this month is Dark Horse Comics. Double points on all Dark Horse books. I'm just trying to promote the little guy. And I think that's about it. As always, you can find me at the store, Pittsburgh Comics, pittsburghcomics.com, Pittsburgh Comics on Facebook, and PGH Comics on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll be ramping those up with all the different Festivus and Christmas sales and little promotions and all sorts of fun stuff.
Festivus is rapidly approaching.
Yep, 13th. It always starts on the 13th, so I think that's all I got. Pat!
That's a podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.